Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
We are two fine guys. And this is Texas Terry Bomb. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great bed. That's a great job on the bed. A great bed on the jobs. Thanks for doing a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Far better than me talking. That was Texas Terry Bomb on a track called Never Shut Up. Maybe it's about me. Texas Terry Bomb, who is originally from Austin, Texas, now residing in Berlin. And the first track on what is an assault and battery special on Punky Radio this week, Tony.
Ooh.
All the tracks this week come from a new compilation that's out called Assault and Battery. I have some additional material, but I'm just going to describe it to you now. Assault and Battery is a 45-track benefit compilation for the Bat World Sanctuary. It unites like-minded alternative bands from across the globe to raise awareness and funds for Bat World. Each year, Bat World rescues thousands of bats and, where possible, releases them into the wild. Bats are vital to the ecosystem of the world, Tony. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
98% of all rainforest regrowth comes from seeds distributed by fruit bats. And bats in general help reduce the effect of harmful insects. And what don't we... We don't like harmful insects, do we?
We do not like harmful insects.
Exactly. So we're friends to the bats. And, like, and so are all these bands. And I'm not joking, but it's funny reading it out. But it's a really, really brilliant thing that they've done. You can find out more via batworld.org. The compilation itself was put together by Joe Brady from Scanner, and well done him. It's $8 to buy, and you can get it via, I'm just reading that, Scanner 1979, that's the numbers, Scanner 1979.bandcamp.com. You can get the compilation from there. We're playing 8 of the tracks of the 45 this week, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
45 tracks for $8, and it's going to a good cause. Make sure that you do buy the compilation if you at all can. Right. What I want to know, though, Tony, is what is Texas Terry Bomb's website?
TexasTerryBomb.com.
No, TexasTerry.com. Poorly being an incident one, Tony. I'm sorry to sound so flippant about that, but I knew you wouldn't get that right because I was surprised. And if I'm surprised, what chance have you got when I'm looking at the thing?
No.
Texas Terry Bomb, bit of a punk rock legend. I'm sure most people within punk rock will have heard of Texas Terry Bomb before. Right, I've also got some additional material in the shape of a joke, but I'm going to save it for later on in the show because I want to get on with the Assault and Battery special, if I may.
That's fine.
Memphis Mike and the Legendary Tremblers, know anything about them?
Nope.
You should. They're from Pittsburgh. I've done it again. I'll fan out all the bands are from this week. I'm trying to be a proper DJ. They're all the way from Pittsburgh. So we've done America to Germany. Now we're doing America. Let's see whoever else is from this week. I listened to this. Really, really liked it. Again, I tried to get as much of a mixture on the compilation this week. So I'd already been warned via Twitter when I let go that this was an Assault and Battery special. Fatboy came straight in and said, I hope there's no emo on it. Being worried that with bats in the title, it would be goth crazy. It's not. But we have got something reminiscent of Bauhaus in the second half of the show. Memphis Mike and the Legendary Tremblers, Tony. What's the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Memphis Mike?
No, it's facebook.com/pages/Memphis-Mike-the-Legendary-Tremblers/108-063-459-0221-7. Why is that, Tony?
They haven't set the default URL, have they?
They haven't said things wrong, you are. Not that hard, Memphis Mike. Your Legendary Tremblers, your shite on Facebook. This is probably being internet too, Tony Mill. If you just type in Memphis Mike, that's all I had to type in was Memphis Mike, and I found them. So they are easy to find. And this is Little Juliet.
Since I've been your loving man, 10 long years I can't wait no more. You know you hear me coming, cause I'm busting down the door. The way you can't roll, the way you can't hide, love like mine just can't be denied. You're gonna stand firm, I'm gonna hold my ground, cause I'm your little Juliet fan, fan, yeah. The way that you're walking, the way that you smile, thinking about you for a while. Your cold black hair and your cold black eyes. Hey, little baby, you got me hypnotized. There's no way you can run, no way you can hide. Love like mine just can't be denied. I'm gonna stand firm, I'm gonna hold my ground, cause I'm your little Juliet fan, fan, yeah. Every time you're near me, my heart shakes. Romeo's Juliet before or there. Hey, little baby, gonna get you right now. There's no way we can run, no way you can hide. A love like mine just can't be denied. I'm gonna stand firm, I'm gonna hold my ground. The Romeo's little Juliet fan, fan, yeah. Since I held your pretty hand, 10 long years since I've been your loving man. 10 long years I can't wait no more. You know you hear me coming, cause I'm busting down the door. There's no way you can run, no way you can hide. Love life.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
As Memphis Mike and the Legendary Tremblers, I've wanted to say that name for a long time. A great name for a band. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Go for it, son.
Thanks, Dad.
You fine man.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. One of the easy ways to get in touch with us, most people are on Facebook these days, so we'll pop along to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment, dead simple. One of note this week,
was that it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Frederick Johnson's been in touch.
Hello, Fred.
Who says, hey P&T, what's the name of the band and song that you play at the end of every show? I know you said it before, but I can't remember. Plus, I'm too lazy to try and go back and find the answer in a previous pod. Sorry about that. Thanks for the free funny. Fred. You did obviously reply saying The Scourge, Bunch of Cants.
Yeah, but it wasn't obviously me, because it's Punky Radio.
Ah. Wow, thank you. Well, obvious to me, not to anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, because you're the only...
It wasn't me.
You're the only other fine man who's a part of it.
That's right.
Yeah, we do get asked about this quite a lot, about the song at the end of the show, because we never mention it. We've been playing it since the first ever one? No.
No. But not very, long very early.
Not long in. We probably had 8 years of Bunch of Cants, I would suggest.
Probably. Just before we started the show, I was listening to the 4th of April 2006
wow.
show, when we were playing Chelsea. I was checking out the Mevio page and I was just wondering how far back it went. But I didn't get to the end. But I bet if I did get to the end, it would have been Bunch of Cants.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm sure. It's a fantastic song. And it is available for download, isn't it? I'm sure it is.
It is. Well, Frederick says only available in the Azerbaijan iTunes store. Well, that sucks. It did certainly be on the UK iTunes store.
It was in UK iTunes. That's fantastic. If the only people that can buy it are in Azerbaijan, I think we should almost be left like that.
Yeah.
Bunch of Cants. Yeah, it's a fantastic song. I still laugh at it every time I hear it.
It's great song. Weird.
And well done. It wasn't really the band The Scourge. It was Captain Marbles was recording someone else who was doing a Mac the Knife thing, this guy. And he said, do you fancy having a bit of a laugh? And the boat went, yeah, right. He goes, right, I'm just going to get this play and say whatever you like. And that's what he did.
Oh, right.
Basically redid Mac the Knife with that. Superb. And they bunged it on the end of their first album. And who knows when their third album will be out. They'll probably need to get up to 500 songs before they pick 15.
Be excellent. Well,
who knows?
Hopefully it'll come.
Yeah, but anyway, yes, please do leave your Facebook comments on our page, facebook.com/punkyradio.
It's that simple.
Yeah, we've set a default URL.
We have. It's not hard.
We can do it.
Yeah.
We can do it. Right, next song. I'll tell you all about it after you've heard it. But right now, this is Henry Clooney, an Electric Blue.
Continental, shining like a shark. Lightning crackle, golden dark. So see the shining star, starlight shining, starburst chiming, Venus climbing, electric blue. White swan flying on until the dawn. Marsh girl singing, siren praise, silver haze. So see the diamond star, starlight shining, starburst chiming, Venus climbing, electric blue. Sparks are flying for the sky. As I walk, a wizard walk by. Just a day late. We'll be right back.
junk jiver. Mouth turning green. Virginia Waters, a planet queen. Starlight shining, starburst jamming, Venus climbing, electric blue.
Snickerdoddles.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You fine man.
You're right.
That was Henry Clooney. Do you know who Henry Clooney is?
I don't.
He's the former guitarist with Stiff Little Fingers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and originally from Belfast, now relocated to Rochester, Minnesota. How about that? So we had someone at the start of the show going from the US to Europe. Now we've got someone going from Europe to the US. The games punk rock plays, my friend.
Blimey.
The games it plays. That was a track called Electric Blue. It is on the Assault and Battery compilation that you should buy for $8. It's only $8. $8 at the moment. It's only about £5, isn't it?
Probably £5 or £6, something like that.
Yeah. So it's between £5 and £6. So £5, 45 tracks. That is like 9 tracks a pound. I'm making that 11p a track, Tony.
Wow.
Check out that maths.
That's amazing. It's can't get my head around that.
It's not bad for me, is it? For 11p a track, download it. And that is, again, that's one that I think Graham might quite like, because it's like acoustic punk, isn't it, basically? What is Henry Clooney's website?
HenryClooney.com?
It is. It's Tony One, poorly being internet too, and it's spelled HENRYCLUNEY. And hello to Henry Clooney. Hope you're well. Did you do anything last week, Tony?
I popped along. I think I mentioned last week there was a band who got in touch with me, wanted me to join them.
That's right.
And so I popped along to Unit 5 to grab a copy of the CD that they're working on. So I popped in to see Crazy Steve and listened to this CD. It's not my bag.
No.
It's not my bag, you know. So I'm not going to join them. But right. I did offer to help them out with the recordings. It turns out they sacked the lead guitarist during recordings. So
right.
I said, if you want me to do the lead, I'll do it, but I'm not joining the band. But yeah. I don't think I'll be doing that either. But,
I mean, it's not. I mean, there's various different forms of punk rock, and it's not really your sort of punk rock, is it?
No.
No. I also had a listen. They are not without merits, but I couldn't imagine you being in that band. Put it that
no,
way.
It's got its own place in the punk rock world, and they're very popular. But I just wouldn't be bothered.
Right. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, that's basically.
No, I'm being serious though. I'm not being. That is interesting that you've actually, because that's your first. That's your baby steps back into rock and roll, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, I booked myself a practice next week. So next week I'm back into the studio to start trying to do something else.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And where's that?
Back at Unit 5.
Back at Unit 5. Well, absolutely fair enough.
Yep.
Right. Well, I went to Oslo last week.
Okay, cool.
It was brilliant. Really, really good fun, yeah. And thank you to Simon Fielder and Cy Thomas for doing a good job. We did most of the usual things, actually. We went to Dirty Cow. We did 3 shows in 2 days. The flights were on time. The buses were on time. It seems to be fitting into a nice routine down there. And I didn't bump into any punky listeners this time. But I did end up in Revolver, which is a bar next to the hotel. And it's by the doorman in Oslo. They've got this thing. If you look at all drunk, they don't let you in at all.
Right.
In a really, really harsh way. And I don't know how I didn't look more drunk than I was, because we pretty much, I was just drinking lager, but we'd just been on lager all night. And then we went there about 2:30 in the morning, the 3 of us and a girl who'd been at the show making 4, because she lived next door to it, so she was going that way anyway. And we walked up to the door, and the doorman recognised me, and I said, "Are we okay to go in?" He goes, "Yes. You're just not quite drunk enough to be kept out." I went, "Thank you." He smiled. I went, "Thank you very much. I'll make sure I don't get any more drunk inside." He went, "I wouldn't expect anything else." Went in, had a couple of pints. So good. It was just, I'm sorry I don't have more funny stories to say, but it tends to be, I think stories are only worth telling when they involve things going desperately wrong for me.
Mm.
And they didn't. So he's like, that's
good.
I'll tell you what, though.
What's that?
I have got two bands coming up now that, by sheer coincidence, when I looked into where they were from, realised why they went together so well. So listen out for a band called Redliners, who are from St. Petersburg, Florida, where I've been on several occasions. First up, we have The Upshots, a track called Three Chord Opera, and they're from Sarasota, which is next door to St. Petersburg in Florida, just across the, what's the bridge called? The Sunshine Skyway, which is, in my opinion, the most terrifying bridge on Earth. But yeah, the Sunshine Skyway, I think it's called that, separates Sarasota and St. Petersburg, and we're separating the two bands with but a single line, most likely. So, wow. Tony, The Upshots, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Upshots?
It is indeed. Probably the internet too. Tony 2, here's a little bit of classic American punk rock for you. This is Three Chord Opera.
On the duvet of society.
I'm a handsome young man, I don't give a damn if I look or talk like I do. Like an old opera song, the king of cool song, goofy from my way, hoping you're too. If you're haunted by the dead, your hands are stained red, and you're well been a naughty or nice, I take them all in, and then we begin. If you're slow and I have a slice, I stumble along, I trip and fall some, I'm lucky to be seen in flight. Hope I don't seem, I don't care if you believe, but whoever looks better at night. Drags for a purpose, I believe no curse, cause worry is out for the hope. Working at jobs, I slip from in, I'm like calling up a thunder road. Some hate to admit, some hats don't fit, but this wolf is alright. I'm loose by nature, natural creature, never look better at night. I stumble along, I trip and fall some, I'm not gonna be seen at night. Hope it don't seem, no care if you believe, but ever looks better at night. Punch out. I'm never low,
ride. I stumble along, I trip the false drum, I'm lucky to be seen at night. Hope it don't see you, no care if you believe, or it'll look better at night. You're
listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You fine man.
Thank you very much.
That was Redliners in a track called Everyone Looks Better at Night, and they do. What is Redliners' website?
Redliners.com?
No, RedlinersRock.com. They took a leaf out of alcohol's book, Tony.
Oh, blimey.
RedlinersRock.com. Pull of the Inset 3, Tony 2. I like that song. That's real. That's some really dirty rock and roll right there. It almost makes me miss St. Petersburg. And should almost. I ever get the chance to go back, I will do. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 fine men.
Men. Yep, another week of the geeks at the 12 o'clock. There's even something on Sunday night. Colour is lucky. So this Friday, the 28th of March, the Penny Black Remedy, Black Delta Movement, Annie Rushaw, The Lone Groover. It's the Penny Black Remedy presents Bamalam Night, and it's a Friday evening. How much do you believe that would be?
£6.
It is.
Sorry if you couldn't understand a word of that.
Saturday night, King Hammond in Scarville, UK.
Be brilliant. King Hammond, fantastic.
The Piscadables. Piscadables. The Piscadables.
There you go. It's a bit like Despicable, clearly, Tony. I can tell that from here.
Yeah. The Rockets and a late set from Viva Las Vegas. It's a London calling night.
Be brilliant.
Saturday night, how much is
it? It's going to be a great weekend. £6.
£10.
Hell's Teeth.
Yes.
Worth the extra £4, be honest.
I think so. And finally, Sunday night, at Winters Hill and more to be announced. It's a Sunday evening. Anything goes on Sunday evening.
Fiver.
It is a fiver.
Oh, I got one more. I got that one.
There you go.
10 through me. Cripes.
Yeah. That King Hammond.
So does that conclude?
Yes, it does.
Oh, go on. You came a bit early then. So that does conclude.
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bars. Fine, man.
How about this for name of band, Tony? The Mescaline Baby.
Nice.
Like it, yeah. They're from London Town. Okay. And they're on the Assault and Battery compilation, as are the rest of the bands on this week's show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. I think I listened to this and I thought, you know what, I know that we've got in a bit of trouble in recent weeks for playing a bit of goth. I like goth, it's alright. And this, they may not even describe themselves as goth, but I think this has got a definite Bauhaus feel to it. And Bauhaus always denied that they were goths anyway. They said they were art rock, but anyway, I call them goths. And I like it. And I feel like I'm sort of defending what we're playing on the show, but I like this song. I think it's really good and it's reminiscent of Bauhaus, and you lot who don't like goth can fuck off, right? Because it's good. Anyway, what is the Mescaline Babies website?
Mescalinebabies.com?
No, themescalinebabies.wordpress.com. I could have said the WordPress site, but that would give it away too much. So probably be in Internet 4, Tony 2. This is Ashtray Head.
Straight heart, cause too much damage I've been done. Too much shit, that tennis rat. Too much noise, please leave me alone. Stains of politics on the floor. Left wing, right wing, I don't know. This confusion's all your fault. So got away, don't bother me anymore. Got away from my ashtray hat, cause too much scars are dulling me. Please make drink, make your girls fight me. Must please stop infesting me. White noise everywhere, anytime. In the attic bars, I bet. White noise everywhere, anytime. Give it up. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Predictor malediction is meant to be cried out loud. So please dance through the stretcher. That's the least you're right here. Self-conservation instincts save you from your self-destruction. So listen to a yell that's born within you. Fit it, let it grow. And that room is powerful to blow the ashes away.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Mescaline Babies and a classic bit of modern goth. Ashtray Head. Very reminiscent of the Bauhaus, as I say. And I'm not going to apologise anymore. I like it. And you couldn't have a show devoted to bats without having at least one band from the dark side of rock and roll. And there's the proof. That was the first text of complaint.
That'd be Graham.
That almost, yeah, or Fatboy. So yes, do make sure you check those out and make sure you buy this compilation. It's really, really good. Are you doing anything this week?
Was there anything that mentioned? I've got my first band practice next week, so Monday night. So I can't do punk Monday night.
Right.
We're going to do. Take my guitar and do some practicing and learn how to play guitar again.
Yeah, hold on. Who's the band practice with?
Just me. I'm just me on my own in a room, but my amp's in there. And
right. Okay.
I can't bother neighbours with my goose screeching in the fog voice. So
right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I can think of nothing better than going and standing in a room in a different town and rattling out some punk.
Yeah. It'd be good.
That was a perfectly timed text.
It was good,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's great. I've got two things of interest this week. Thursday night, I'm doing the first heat of the Last Minute Comedy New Comedian of the Year competition in Biggleswade, Bedfordshire, at a pub called The Rose on the High Street. And if you're around Biggleswade, do show up on Thursday night. It's £5 in advance, £7 on the door, as far as I know. And we've got up to 9 acts fighting it out to become crowned the king of Biggleswade comedy.
Wow.
These are always great nights. they're always great fun. They're different from the normal shows we do, and just make sure you can get down there if you can do. But on Saturday night, I'm doing a benefit in a place called Aldermaston, which is it was a nuclear weapons thing for the army, wasn't it, Aldermaston?
I don't know
a lot more information about that, but I mean I don't know about the gig. I'm one of the acts on at this benefit force. I don't even know what the benefit's for, and how I've got this gig is even weird. They are specifically for a musical act.
Okay.
And none others were available, clearly. So they got me. I am at best someone trying to be a musical act, not that musical. But yeah, anyway, I'll be there this Saturday, and I'll let you know all about it next week, because I'm sure I'll have stories about that, because it sounds like I'm going to have to go onto a bass of some kind.
Excellent.
And that normally ends up with something happening. Right, next song.
Okay.
Trailer Park Cowboys, Still Know a Name.
How long you thinking till you're gonna hold my hand? How long you thinking till you call me boyfriend? How long you thinking till we might be going steady? How long you thinking till we're riding round in my Chevy? I love her, does she love me? I have to wait around a little longer just to see. I pray to the Lord tonight up above. She calls me up and later wants to follow up. And I still know her name. First time I saw her, she blew my mind. All I could think about was how to make her mine. I love the way she giggle, she wiggle when she walk. I love the way she smile, I love the way she talks. And I still know her name. Yeah, I'm beneath the bleach of my first girlfriend. She pulled up her skirt, yep, I put it in. I still know her name. Friends got long blonde hair, a little on the rowdy side, I didn't care. She likes to do what I like to do. A morning, noon, and night, we're just screw, screw, screw. And I still know her name. I picked her up Tuesday night at the tropical tree. Waited 20 minutes later, a mile up the street, and said that I still know her name. Gonna hold my hand. How long you think and take until you call me boyfriend? How long you think and take until we're gonna go steady? How long you think and take until we're banging in my Chevy? I love her, does she love me? I'll have to wait around a little longer just to see. Parade to the law tonight up above. She calls me up and later wants to fuck love. And I still know her name. Well, underneath the bleach of my first girlfriend, she pulled up her skirt, yep, I put it in, and I still know her name. Yeah, I say that I still know her name.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Trailer Park Cowboys, all the way from Gettysburg in the US. And the track called Still Know Her Name. It's on the Assault and Battery compilation, as are the rest of the songs this week. What is Trailer Park Cowboys' website?
Trailerparkcowboys.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 4. Now, would you like me to read out the text that I just got?
Go on then.
Because I do get texts from interesting people. I'm not going to say who this is from, and I can't give the background to the conversation that led to it, but he said quite simply, "The thought of you stalking Luton, hunting a local who is sporting stocking suspenders and a burqa is truly worrying." it was an interesting conversation with a mate of mine, and it's clearly got a bit out of hand now. But yes, if you are in the Luton area wearing stocking suspenders and a burqa, look out, because I may be stalking you very soon. Have you got a twat for us?
I don't.
Well, that's pissed on my chips.
Hasn't it just?
Yeah. What are you doing about that then?
Well, I'm going to have a little plea for my twats, for my family. I can't. We've started this year so well. We had some nice twats at the start of the year, and we thought it was going to be a great year, a good crop. And then the floods came and blew them away.
No, the floods didn't come, that's the problem. It's a twat drought, not a twat flood.
Exactly. I do need your twats, is what I'm saying. Tony at punkyrager.com. I want the twat's name, where they for, man, the reason, dead simple. I'm convinced there were twats out there. Convinced.
I'm very sure.
Yeah. So do email me, please.
So what have you got instead?
Well, as mentioned in previous weeks, I think in a couple of weeks ago we did the UK iTunes reviews. So yeah. I checked the US ones today, and we have one.
Excellent.
So please remember, if you haven't done so already, please do leave us an iTunes review. If a couple of reviews do make a big difference, help moves up the featured rankings, get us more listeners, cost you nothing as well. So do it if you haven't done so. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store. Probably has to download a new version like it always does me. And you can review it. It's 5 stars only, obviously. I'm going to read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com. We'll feature it on the show, especially if you're in Azerbaijan. Email me, reviewers, and download a bunch of cunts. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
But the one review we've had a couple of weeks ago is from Music Lover 011. He says, "Punky, up to right. The best non-punk rock psychobilly metal sense around. No way to go wrong with Paulie B and Tony Hearn. Thank you, weekly sirs." It's short and sweet, but it was 5 stars.
Hey, we're not weekly sirs, we're fine men.
We're fine men.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much.
Get your reviews in. They move us up the iTunes chart, and it means that more people listen to the show, it means more people hear the music, it means more people buy the music, and that's what we make the show for. It's not for our personal aggrandisement.
Certainly not.
I do have a grand person right now, though, Tony.
Okay.
Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo. I do like it when you send in your jokes. Send them to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, comedy suburbs. That's what Glumbongo did, and here goes. Watch it, Paul. Me and Sean went out last night for a bit of a pub call for St. Patrick's Day, this was obviously last week, but we only had a handful of change between us. Sean gets this idea in his head, so he takes 50p, goes in a butcher's and buys a sausage. I was really pissed off at first that he spent our last money on a sausage, but then he explained his plan to me. Right, we'll go in the next pub, we'll order 2 pints, drink them, and when it comes to paying, you go down on your knees, unzip my trousers, pull the sausage out and start sucking on it. So we go in the first pub and do exactly as Sean suggested. The barmaid was absolutely disgusted by our behaviour and kicked us out. Sean says, see, it works. We didn't pay, did we? As Sean's plan seemed to be working, we carried on doing it. In the 12th pub, we were both pretty leathered, and I was not feeling my best, so I said to Sean, I can't do this anymore. My knees are really knackered. Sean said, oh, don't worry about it. I lost the sausage in the 3rd pub. Glumbongo, Glumbongo, rightfully pissed off in the Congo. Right, last track this week on our Assault and Battery special. And it's a band that you've been waiting all show to hear because you just love the name of them, don't you?
Inspired.
This is Pantychrist. And, they're all the way from Hamilton, Canada, Tony.
Oh, okay.
Going up to America's hat for this last track this week. What is Pantychrist's website?
pantychrist.com?
No, it's pantychrist.net.
Oh.
Unlucky. Paulie with the internet 5, Tony 3. Here's a bit of hardcore punk for the frozen north. This is No Gods, No Masters. Antichrist, Tony, you fine man.
Nice.
And I stopped short of calling them an all-girl punk band.
Okay.
Because I didn't call the other bands all-boy punk bands. So, in the interests of sexual equality, they're just a punk band, all right? And a fucking good one. Make sure you do get the compilation, Assault and Battery, that we've been playing tracks of this week. There are 45 tracks on it. We've played 8. So, by my reckoning, you've got another, how many? 37 songs that you haven't heard yet. So make sure you download it. It is really, really good, actually. And it's for a very, very good cause. Your $8 stroke £5 stroke zloty, whatever it is you're paying, is well spent. Could you just quickly read out the names of the internet stations that carry the show?
Yep. We are on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra, which you can find at radioandra, A-N-D-R-A dot S-E.
Yes, and thank you to them, and thank you all so much for listening this week. I'll hopefully see one or two of you in Biggleswade, and who knows, maybe all the masters as well. Best of luck, Tony, with your return to punk.
Thank you.
That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu. Apu.
Budger gun. Budger gun.